You're listening to Radio Out There. And it's time now for us to move on to the next part of our program. My next guest lives these days in the United States, but he was born in India, and when I spoke to him on the phone the other day, he was here in Sydney, Australia. And his name is Dattatreya Siva Baba. He's a master of Tamil Siddha tradition of India. He's spreading the word about Grace Light, and we're going to have a chat to him about this now. I will warn you that in this particular interview, I was interviewing him in his hotel. I think there must have been some small problem because at one stage we got a bit of static interference, so I do apologize in advance. I'll see what I can do about getting as much out as I can, but please bear with us on this one because I think his message is most interesting. So now let's meet Dattatreya Siva Baba. Baba, welcome to Australia.
I'm delighted to be here.
Is this your first visit here?
Yes, it is my first visit to Australia.
And you've come out here with a very special purpose, and you're bringing Grace Light.
Yes.
Now, for those of us who, or probably most of our people who are listening, they've got a handle on grace, because I've spoken to Carolyn Mace about grace, I've spoken to other people, but can you tell us from your point of view what Grace Light means?
Grace Light is the light of God, particularly to evolve humanity. It's not very even within the Christian tradition, although it is not fully explained. There is a passage in Corinthians where Paul says, this corruption, meaning the body, will not inherit the kingdom.
Yeah.
In the wink of an eye, the body will turn into light. Yeah. This is the vision of Paul. Now, my basic teaching is, no matter what we do, you know, the life is going to be, continue to be a battle with the body getting diseases and old age. Unless we have something that happens to the body that makes it immune to diseases and death, there is no permanent solution. This is what exactly Jesus meant as the eternal life. The eternal life cannot happen unless there is the body evolves. So that's the ultimate thing that has to happen. Until then, although we have progressed very well in modern medicine and people have a better control of pain and diseases, still it's a challenge. So our model is only just a repair model, repair the body and then keep it on.
But when you talk about eternal life,
yeah,
and then ally it to the body, how about the connection between spirit and body? I mean, surely the eternal aspect of life is our spirit or our soul energy.
Well, the eternal body is interpreted as the body that survives after death. But in my tradition, we don't accept that, you know, after, while you are in life, you should be able to transform the body.
Uh-huh.
And then the body is, then there is proof that the body can evolve and then get into a place where there is no death or disease. And what that body is going to be is a body, not a decaying body. I say that it's not a meat body, a body not of flesh and blood, but a body of light.
A body of light. So we're talking, what, the spiritual, the energetic body, the
yes,
etheric body, whatever label you wish
yes
to put on it.
And that is the ultimate destiny of the human kind, and it is also evolution. There is a lot of now channels who have published books that's going, they all say that in 2012 there is going to be a change in this for the world, and that what Mayans call the end of the world.
Yes.
But after the end of the world, there is going to be a new humanity, and then there is going to be a break for all humanity, a permanent solution for
Yes, yes.
Day, along with other people who are also committed to the evolution of the human race.
So when you talk about your belief system, you're talking of the Tamil Siddha tradition that you're associated with?
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the Siddha tradition?
The Siddhas are kind of radical people who are don't conform to the mainline Indian tradition. The mainline Hindu or Indian tradition is that the body is inessential, it is going to go. What is important is that you should not attach yourself to this body. And then as long as you are able to attain a kind of psychological enlightenment where you are able to see your body and the mind extraneous to your soul, then you have completed your process. And then after this completion of the process, the body drops dead at some point. That's fine. And that is the mainline Indian Hindu tradition. But the Siddhas, Tamil Siddhas, that's my tradition, do not believe in that. They believe that that's a compromise that has been made. That's not acceptable. And you should be able to live, able to completely take control of the body and evolve the body and, as well as your psychology. So the evolution or enlightenment is not just only for the mind, it's also for the body. So that happens when you are able to completely in charge of the body and the mind and then attain a light body.
So the physical body, what, then just dissolves into this light body?
Yes, yes.
So the physical body basically disappears and is not seen again?
Yeah, right. Yeah, disappears into light.
Right.
You know, physically it makes sense because matter is like, you know, even by Einstein's definition of matter, matter is light stopped. When you stop light, it becomes matter.
Yeah.
When you release the light from the matter, then the matter disappears and only light remains. Okay. That theoretically has been explained, but it has to happen. But it doesn't happen unless, you know, there is a divine intervention and help from beings who have taken some interest in the human race, especially people coming from outer species like the Pleiadians.
Mm-hmm.
They are interested in the evolution of the human people so that they can get a better life.
Yeah. So have you physically witnessed this transformation from the physical into a light being?
Yeah, I have in all my previous lifetimes. I have ascended. You know, my last incarnation was Swami Ramalingam. And I ascended in 1874 in India. The British was living there at the time. They have documented the disappearance of my body. So and that was, at that time, although I made the possible and I extensively have written about it and spoke about it, there was no interest at this time, and then I thought that it was not working, and I literally said, I opened my shop, nobody came to buy, and I'm taking out. I'll come back and reopen the shop and try to sell. So that's where I am now. I have reincarnated again.
You have reincarnated. Do you have memories or visions of your previous life?
And then soon, you know, it's my goal to demonstrate it in this lifetime. And then I know the time frame by which it should be possible.
Okay. So, Baba, can anybody at all, by adapting and adopting your Siddha principles, can they learn how to transform into a body of
life? There are teachings, there are chants, there are other practices that one can do, prepare oneself to evolve. But the final transformation will take place when there is this grace light descends on us and helps us to evolve.
There we are. If you want to find out more, I'll put the website up there. It's actually just thegracelight.com, actually, and you can find out more about all of this. So that was our guest, Dattatreya Sivababa, here in Australia for a one-off visit. So he's already had that presentation, but I do believe he'll be back in May, so I might be able to find out a little bit more when I catch up with him in May, hopefully. Well, that's it for this program. As I said, sorry about some of the little static that came through there, but, well, I can control a lot of things, but electric static, storms and things like that, oh, would you believe it? Just out of my control. Anyway, look forward to your company next time on Radio Out There. And don't forget those people who might have been tuning in from Radio Nexus. We have combined the programs now. And so we will be getting certain features, not everything, but certain features from Radio Nexus. I look forward to your company next week. Leave you a little more music from our CD of the week. And the CD of the week, as I mentioned before, it comes to you from Music Mosaic, and it's simply called Inner Peace.